The zikr of Allah, it is a very great act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us, ordered us. And this instruction, not with severity, but rather for giving rewards, bestowing rewards to bestow us and grant us a high rank in paradise. Allah has given us His mercy and His grace, and to give us reward, He has given us ijazah, permission. In the whole Quran, if you read, you will see that in every place Allah Ta'ala has told His servants that remember me, remember me. And Allah has said this, that remember me so much, that when you are departing from this world, that when you are leaving this world, then at that time your amal, your action should be my dhikr, my remembrance. And in one place in the Quran, Allah has also said this, that fine, pray salah, alhamdulillah, we pray salah, Allah says, you know, implement all the actions, keep fasts and perform hajj and give zakah, and do all the actions, Allah Ta'ala says. But alongside that, in parallel, whoever in abundance, whichever woman and whichever man has alongside all the deeds, Allah says that person also performs my dhikr and does dhikr in abundance, then Allah has promised that أَعَدَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Not just ajr, not just reward, but you'll have ajr azim. You'll have great reward. So what a great statement. So by not doing this, say, oh, I have prayed salah, I've kept fasts, and I've done tilawat of Quran. Allah says, that's fine. That's fine, but let's attach this. That you do dhikr alongside all of this? No, I don't do dhikrullah. Then you failed. Yes, Allah's given the instruction, isn't it? So shaitan, he plays his tricks with a person. He plays his tricks. Alhamdulillah, we are doing amal, acts of worship, the way Allah Ta'ala tells us we will, won't we? So alongside amal, the final word that Allah said is that, remember, that alongside ibadah, you must do my dhikr in parallel, always. Yes, and not a little bit. Allah says, dhikrun kathir. Whether it's a woman or a man. Then I promise, Allah says, I won't give you ajr. I'll give you ajrun azim. Great reward. So be careful about this. That Allah Ta'ala has given us this great treasure. Look here, we assemble together with Allah's fadl, His grace. And whenever we get an opportunity, then definitely come and gather and join the dhikr gathering. Now obviously it all depends on our individual effort we make. If you can travel, then if dhikr is in another masjid, then go to the other masjid. You want paradise or not? So obviously you'll get it through effort. Working hard. Allah says the more you work hard, and you'll see, oh, what a big palace. This person's got big maqam, high status. Allah will say that he worked hard, didn't he? That person in the world. The amount you worked hard, you've got the result. And the way he worked hard, he's got the result. So now we are in this world, it's the place of working hard, making effort, trying, crushing the desires. Now, will Allah Ta'ala not like that person comes from work, he's tired, and he's got the ability, he could sit down and eat, but he found out that in the Masjid al-Falah, dhikr is taking place. And this hadith arrived to him, and Allah's kalam arrived to him. The person who does dhikr, he'll get much more reward, is ajrun azim. So suddenly he stands, he says, okay, leave it, yaar. Come on, let's just do dhikr. And such people who are sat here, and they will have come here like this, then congratulations to those people, alhamdulillah. That Allah Ta'ala will not waste their efforts. Allah will not let it just go by the wayside. The Quran is witness to this and is giving guarantee that Allah says, I'll give you ajrun azim. One is for reward for doing dhikr, and secondly, for crushing your desires. Because you have crushed your desires, opposed your desires. So brothers, keep on working out. We don't know when will the call come. Yes, who will pass away when the alarm bells ring? He's gone. So keep waiting. Nobody knows, guarantee, is it in the young age or in the old age? You don't need an illness for that, nor do you need an excuse for that. Death, whenever it comes, thus it comes suddenly. There's no, the time is there, it's hanging in the balance. It's written, not a split second is here or there, not a breath is there or there. Nothing can stop a person. It's just to fill our hearts. We say, oh, eat this, take this medicine, do this, you'll be safe from this, you'll get better health. But when the death comes, nobody will realize. And he won't get up in the morning if he passes away. So if this is the situation of our lives, then why do we leave these great rewards? What difference does it make? Rather, the enjoyment is that you get enjoyment in doing dhikr as well. In saying Allah's name, you get enjoyment at the same time. And Allah has put a lot of taste and enjoyment and pleasure. And this is such a pleasure that it increases and continues to multiply. It's a unique thing. Dhikrullah. It's not this that you do dhikr, you get fed up, frustrated, you don't want to do anymore. No, it's like intoxication. Beautiful emotions, and whoever gets a high with dhikrullah, subhanAllah, it's not like, oh, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, then they'll travel 300 miles to get this pleasure. Because when the pleasure overwhelms a person of dhikrullah, when the pleasure is there, obviously if you've drank, then you'll get the pleasure. If you haven't drank, then how can you get drunk? Yes, so this is the alcohol of marifa. Allah's nearness, closeness. Allah says, take the sip of my marifa, and you'll get the real taste and pleasure. Okay, so let's do dhikrullah now.